I'll bet you didn't know that Palobolus is a fungus that propels its spores with extraordinary speed, accuracy, and strength. But more to the point, it's the name of the equally extraordinary dance company appearing as part of Contemporary Dance Theater's Guest Artist Series on April 22nd and 23rd. Jefferson James is CDT's artistic director, and she's here to fill us in. Welcome back, Jeff.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Palobolus is a frequent part of CDT's schedule, but for those who haven't experienced Palobolus, give us a brief history and why they're so unique.
Besides their name, which is pretty unusual and might be considered a detriment for a dance company, they began at Dartmouth in a composition class, three men with Allison Chase, the teacher. They were not dancers. They came from different backgrounds, all athletic, but not dancers. And they created a piece for Allison and called it Palobolus because one of them was a biologist who had come across this spore. And then it sort of developed from then on. They're an unusual company because they still don't consider themselves really modern dance, even though that's a term that's used. But it's a very collaborative company. There's sometimes a lead choreographer. Choreographer is the person that makes up the dances usually. But in Palobolus's case, all of the pieces are made through collaboration, and they use their bodies in very unusual, adaptive, collaborative, communal ways to create amazing designs and shapes and to tell stories too.
And they've certainly morphed in the 40 years that they've been around. More than 40 years, really. No, it's 45.
45.
Mm-hmm.
They've become certainly more technical and more visible. And the company grew from the three or four. I think originally it was six people, more men than women. One of the women that I danced with in my early years was Martha Clark, one of the original women along with Allison Chase. But otherwise, they were mostly men. And I think now it's about equal, although it's still a more male-dominated company. They've created, I think, over 120 pieces in their 40 years, and they keep a lot of them in a touring repertory. Luckily, we're going to see five pieces when they come to Cincinnati.
Well, they're really only a year older than Contemporary Dance Theater. They were started in 1971, and CDT began in 72. How many members of Palobolus will be here?
You know, I don't know the answer. They are bringing the full company, but the full company changes from time to time. There are eight, but I don't know exactly how many are coming this time.
And do they choreograph to music, or is it all just simply movement unaccompanied?
Quite often it's to music, sometimes to classical music. I think one of the pieces this time is to Shostakovich. Another piece they described as being to vocal music. They generally have music or percussion, not necessarily silence. There are moments of silence, and of course, they have the Shadowland project, which is so many people have seen probably on the Academy Awards and the Oscars, which is projections, and you see the bodies in shadow make shapes and tell stories. And they're going to be doing one of those pieces for us, and it's called Wednesday, 11:45 a.m. I don't know much more about it than that, but it's projections. And audience members have sometimes asked us to do a whole Shadowland performance, but I really like seeing the bodies, the faces, the people on stage. And with the Shadowland, you get the wonderful shapes, but you don't get anything else.
Well, Palobolus has been, as you said, has appeared widely throughout the world. They've been on everything from Sesame Street to the Academy Awards. So they're very much in demand, and we're lucky to have them.
I'm not quite sure how I got them the first time, but once you are a presenter and they have a good time in Cincinnati, which they have had, but once you've shown them a good time here and they do enjoy the audiences, they are willing to come back. And we're certainly not the largest city by any means that they've brought their art to, but they enjoy coming back. They're going to do some new work this time, new as in 2015. So it hasn't been here before, and it hasn't been toured very much.
And they're also going to be doing some additional programming.
Well, they're going to be doing a masterclass at Contemporary Dance Theater's studio in College Hill on the Saturday morning, the 23rd. And this is not just a class for dancers or athletes. This is a class for any active people that are interested in attempting to collaborate and to improvise. And they'll be available for Q&As after the concerts, and there'll be a reception Friday night after the performance.
How have they remained true to their original style, and what contemporary forms have they been incorporating into their work that you've observed?
Well, it's not so much forms as they talk about wanting to be community builders, and that's how they create their work, that they collaborate. Anyone can be the problem solver that makes the piece work. They have an idea that they begin with, and then it's elaborated upon, and each member of the company or of that performing group can take the lead and help interconnections or help tell the story or help make the transition, whatever it is. It's also a company that seems to me very lacking in ego. They are really about making the whole piece and about protecting and sharing with each other, and in this performance case, with the audience.
Is there a specific example, a favorite piece of theirs that you have that best exemplifies what Palabolas represents?
I'm always waiting for the perfect piece, which hasn't happened yet. But one of my fondest memories was not a piece at all. It was their curtain call. It was a curtain call that we can't do here because our stage is not quite big enough. But it was a curtain call where the performers entered and exited on a stream of water. So they didn't have an opportunity to stay long in the center of the stage. But again, this idea of, you know, everybody is equal, they would be sort of thrown in tumbling fashion by the water across the stage. And it was just a delightful way of saying goodbye.
And that stage is going to be the Jarson Kaplan Theater at the Aronoff Center. They're going to be here, the remarkable Palabolas dance team, on April 22nd and 23rd as part of Contemporary Dance Theater's Guest Artist Series. Thanks for joining me, Jeff. Jefferson James is the Artistic Director of Contemporary Dance Theater. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.